Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 21st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. African representation in randomized controlled trials, published in leading medical and cardiovascular journals, 2019 to 2024. Significant underrepresentation of African countries was observed in randomized controlled trials published in leading medical and cardiovascular journals. This disparity profoundly affects the generalizability of clinical evidence to a substantial portion of the global population with significant disease burden. Acknowledging this lack of representation is crucial for advancing equitable research practices and ensuring cardiovascular care benefits diverse patient groups. Article number 2. Genetic counseling implementation in dilated cardiomyopathy. Genetic testing has become an integral component of the diagnostic process for patients with dilated cardiomyopathy. Its relevance has expanded significantly beyond identifying at-risk family members, now informing crucial clinical decision-making. The understanding of dilated cardiomyopathy's genetic architecture demonstrates a shift from a monogenic dogma towards a broader polygenic spectrum. Article number 3. Real-world prognostic performance of different severe and advanced heart failure definitions. Data from the Swedish Heart Failure Registry. A valid definition of severe heart failure with reduced ejection fraction is critical for timely patient identification and referral to advanced therapies. Such definitions are also essential for optimizing the design of clinical trials in this patient population. Real-world data from the Swedish Heart Failure Registry, encompassing over 15,000 patients, underscores the importance of assessing the prevalence and prognostic performance of different severe and advanced heart failure definitions for precise patient management. Article number 4. Safety and immunogenicity of varicella zoster vaccination in pediatric heart transplant recipients. Pediatric heart transplant recipients face increased morbidity and mortality from vaccine-preventable infections due to long-term immunosuppression. While live vaccines have traditionally been contraindicated post-transplant, evolving clinical evidence supports their administration in selected solid organ recipients. This shift highlights a critical need to assess the safety and immunogenicity of specific live vaccines, like the varicella zoster virus vaccine, in this vulnerable patient population. Article number 5. Advancing ABO histocompatibility. Impact of multiplex ABO antibody immunoassay to increase precision in pediatric heart transplantation. Accurate measurement of ABO antibodies is essential for safe ABO-incompatible pediatric heart transplantation. A novel multiplexed immunoassay provides improved precision compared to traditional hemagglutination titers. This immunoassay accurately measures 1. G, G, and 1. GM antibodies specific to ABO glycan subtypes expressed in donor cardiac tissue, directly addressing limitations of older methods that detect irrelevant antibodies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.